Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer and capitalize on your technology. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is cheese movers. Before we get to that, quick note, if you're enjoying these podcasts, I'm betting you're going to enjoy my quick videos. They're even shorter, like 2 minutes, once a week. I get all dressed up so you can see me. Someone just called me this week, the Tony Soprano of tech, and you can see me dressed up there, and you get this either by subscribing to my newsletter or checking out my YouTube. So links are in the show notes. Check it out. I'm guessing you're going to like it. Now, cheese movers. I'm guessing you've heard of the book or the phrase, "Who moved my cheese," right? Someone is not particularly happy about their cheese being moved, meaning about changes happening. Nothing in life is really a dichotomy, and there's a spectrum usually, but at least when it comes to work and your work life, some people tend to be more change averse, and some tend to be more okay with it. And on the one hand, we have those who keep asking, "Who moved my cheese?" They really reject any change. They fear it. It makes them feel uncomfortable. They always try and make things stay the way they are. And on the other hand, we have the cheese movers, those who actively look out for where should they be putting their cheese now, those who never feel comfortable sitting in the same spot. Now, I think that maybe my last episode, I was talking about the problems of disruption for disruption's sake. We don't want to move the cheese just because, you know, it's been 5 minutes and it's still here. That's not the point. But the point is that I think too many of us are reluctant to have our cheese change locations. Too many ch sounds this episode. Now, we're reluctant to have it move. And that is not the right way, the right mindset to view the future of our role, to view how our company, our role, our organization needs to change, needs to move forward. Essentially, nothing really remains the same. I mean, even teams that tell me, no, we're the same, we haven't been growing, for example, for the last couple of years, I say, you are not the same. If you are literally the same, nothing has improved. You haven't learned anything. I'm working with clients that I'm now starting to work with them, and I see that, my God, from what you're telling me, it's been like a year and you haven't made any real progress, not just tech, right? There's a lot of busy work in tech, but as a company, what have you achieved? What do you have to show for this year that has gone by? And these are people who do not pay attention to when should we be changing things. And in your role as an executive, you have to leverage this act of changing things. You have to realize that sometimes when things change, it is for the better. And even when things change and it's bad, it is better to be the one who is actively making the changes. So, you know, you can get on with it and you don't have to wait till the rest of the market forces you to do it. You want to be the one who moves faster, who spots the differences, who is agile and nimble so you can actually get going. Now, what does this mean practically? If you are change averse, some tips for you for, let's say, the next couple of months to try and keep in mind. And by the way, I know that I'm throwing a bunch of these sorts of lessons at you in my newsletter and the podcast and everything. And sometimes I get asked, what am I supposed to do? You're giving me all these ideas. I cannot implement all of them. Surely you cannot. What I do hope is that some of these, I know how things work. You're going to scroll by to the next podcast, next email, whatever. I hope that some of these show you enough value that you're going to be like, okay, this one I need to write down. This one is important. This one I can see the benefit. And when you spot those, find how to add those to your like day-to-day, to your operating system. So personally for me, right here next to me, I'm recording this and you know I have in front of me my laptop and my keyboard that makes a lot of clicking noises and everything. But over here on my side, I have my trusty physical notebook that I use a lot with my fancy fountain pens. And on it, there's a post-it note. And that usually has a few bullets about things that I'm trying to change personally. So it's either like habits I'm trying to be aware of, new goals that are things that I don't usually do and I want to keep top of mind. And because I use my notebook a lot throughout the day, this post-it on it is in my face all the time. I am aware of it and it actively nags me to be aware of what I'm doing and mindful. And, you know, find whatever works for you. But if you want to be more of a cheese mover, then change averse. A few tips for you to start practicing. Number one, start spotting when you are detecting change. So, for example, you're in a meeting, someone sends an email, you see a Slack message, and immediately your spidey sense starts tingling because you're like, uh-oh, change incoming, stop it, right now, not a good time, talk to me later, I disagree, I don't think we should be doing this. And rather than automatically rejecting anything, avoiding any possibility of things being altered, notice those, stop, take a few breaths, and think, is this really that bad? What really is at risk here? Can this maybe be a good test to do some changes and see what happens? You don't have to start with the biggest change ever, but start accepting changes. Maybe someone wants to change how your, I don't know, weekly meetings go, or the name of some Slack channel, whatever it is, we don't have to be keepers of the old flame where we ensure that everything stays exactly the same it was when the company had like 4 people in it. Things should change. Things should evolve. So tip number one, notice these, because if you don't notice it, you are not likely to find all the changes that are being brought to you. Number two, about once a month, I'm hoping you have leadership blocks. If you don't know what that is, I have episodes about it or check out my book. But in your leadership block, think about what should you be actively changing. Are there changes that you've been postponing because you've got reasons, but maybe your reasons don't really add up? And now it is time to proactively go after one of those changes. And number three, which is more of a like tip for you to lower the uncertainty and doubt and fear around change, take 5 minutes, maybe now, before you move on to the next episode on your podcast player and think which changes have occurred in the past, let's say 2-3 years, and how have you managed them? Now, for most of you, we've got COVID. It changed a bunch of stuff, but hey, people seem to be doing okay. You know, I'm not talking about the actual sickness itself. I'm talking about how it has affected our industry. Pretty much, unless you were, I don't know, doing travel, things are going okay. Companies have evolved. We have learned to work in different ways and things are okay. So think about all the different changes that you have gone through and assess how many of these have been really harmful. How many of these were okay, not here, not there, nothing really mattered. And how many of these were real wins? I'm guessing you're going to see that the expectancy of changes is that it should be okay if you're doing this mindfully. And that should help you be a little more towards the cheese mover end of the spectrum. That's it for this week. I hope you're going to try at least one of these 3 tips. Again, I'm reminding you to check out my newsletter, which has the videos I just talked about and a bunch of other useful material, my weekly article, 3 insights I don't share anywhere else. So check it out. Link is in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you next week. Ciao.